The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
Oh, yeah. Almighty, grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Beloved in Christ, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion that walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
For this evening's office, Psalm 122.
I was glad when they said to me,
let us go to the house of the Lord. Now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is at unity with itself, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, the assembly of Israel, to praise the name of the Lord. For there are the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, and quietness within your towers. For my brethren and companions' sake, I pray for your prosperity. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do you good. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not, O Lord our God.
Thanks be to God.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, thou God of truth. the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
Into thy hands, O Lord,
this service is Prepare the Way, O Zion.
Prepare the way, O Zion, your Christ is drawing near. Let every hill and valley a level way appear. Reach one who comes in glory, foretold in sacred story. O blessed is Christ that came, God's most holy name.
He brings God's rule, O Zion, he comes from heaven above. His rule is peace and freedom, and justice, truth, and love.
Lift high your praise resounding, for grace and joy abounding. O blessed is Christ that came,
keep me as the apple of an eye.
Hide me under the shadow of thy wings.
Guide us waking,
O
Lord, I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee?
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin.
O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. And let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness and put upon us the armor of light. Now in the time of this mortal life, in which thy Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the quick and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve your sick servant Randy, and give your power of healing to those who minister to his needs, that he may be strengthened in his weakness and have confidence in your loving care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The anthem for this evening is Audivi Vocem de Caelo by Thomas Tallis. I heard a voice from heaven proclaiming, "Arise, all ye virgins most wise. Store away oil in your lamps, for the bridegroom will come." In the middle of the night, a cry was made, "Lo, the bridegroom cometh."
Thank you.
We will lay us down in peace and take our rest.
For it is the Lord only
that maketh us well.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit ComplineChoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.